This is Tidbits, bringing you the Mac news that matters for August 13th, 2007. I'm Adam Engst, and join me now for my final edit pass of Hot Topics and Tidbits Talk for August 13th, 2007, written by Tidbits staff. VMware announces Fusion 1.0 release. What options are available for converting a Parallels desktop disk image to work with VMware Fusion? Fake Steve Jobs finally unmasked. Does the no longer anonymous fake Steve Jobs really channel the real Steve Jobs personality? Does it even matter? Runaway iDisk. Mark Anbinder discovers that the recent changes to .Mac caused his local .Mac synced copy to balloon in size. New iLife 08. iMovie 08 requires a PowerPC G5-based Mac or faster, leaving G4 Macs in the dust. Is Apple obsoleting its hardware too soon? Apple releases new aluminum iMacs, refreshes Mac Mini. The new wireless aluminum Apple keyboard is smaller than its wired counterpart, on the assumption that people using wireless keyboards are more likely to have them in a lap, where a full-size keyboard isn't as useful. The technology of Jobs' presentations. What does Steve Jobs use during his presentations? The answer is Keynote, of course, and not always the version available to the public. Eudora/Penelope. Mozilla Thunderbird is to be the new basis for Eudora, but is that future in doubt as Thunderbird leaves the Mozilla nest? Personal domains with .Mac Mail. The latest incarnation of .Mac lets you use custom domain names for websites, but does that apply to email too? Touchscreen in iMac's future? If you think of the new iMac as a giant iPhone, could Apple be thinking of giving it a touchscreen interface? Steve Jobs hinted that such a thing may exist in Apple's labs, but for now, the concept doesn't seem very useful.